The following is an experience you will not have if you visit any of the restaurants highlighted in the new book, Chefs of the Coast, Restaurants and Recipes from the North Carolina Coast.
One of the chefs mentioned that when he got out of culinary school, he was really proud of himself because he got a job in a big name restaurant in Myrtle Beach. And he said, this is a big time. I'm starting off right. And he said, I spent a year microwaving frozen brownies.
John Batchelor, the restaurant reviewer for the Greensboro News and Record and the author of Chefs of the Coast. The more typical food you'll be served by the chefs highlighted in the book is as follows.
Another good quote that I remember was, the average vegetable served in a restaurant in the United States has traveled 1,000 miles. In my restaurant, every potato that was served was in the ground yesterday. Guess which ones taste better? Guess which ones are healthier?
That's the type of restaurant Batchelor features in Chefs of the Coast. In it, Batchelor talks with around 50 chefs from coastal establishments, the Outer Banks, Beaufort, New Bern, Wilmington, Morehead City. It's the second in an expected trilogy of books. Chefs of the Mountains was published in 2012, Chefs of the Piedmont to be determined. Batchelor has been writing restaurant reviews for nearly 35 years. He says he has written over 1,000 reviews since his start in 1981. So when he started considering Chefs of the Coast, he had around 100 restaurants in mind before he winnowed the list down.
I had a series of screening criteria that I used. In general, fresh ingredients, scratch cooking, nothing prepackaged, nothing frozen, primarily from North Carolina farmers and from, I would say, North Carolina seafood, except one of the things I learned is the fish don't know where the state line is. So I'll say southern coast seafood. The fish migrate across the Virginia line, across the South Carolina line, but primarily North Carolina seafood providers, although they might catch the fish in Virginia or North Carolina or South Carolina waters.
In other words, not a microwave brownie in sight. These restaurants are part of a growing culinary trend in the state. My remembrance of restaurants 20 to 30 years ago in North Carolina, and Batchelor concurred on this, is they were essentially deep-fried and family-style. That still exists, but a move toward fresh local ingredients is a nationwide trend during that same period, and the deep-fried and family-style food has a part in this culinary movement as well.
So I think we've become a foodie nation, a culinary destination, really. And I think the North Carolina mountains, well, I think the state of North Carolina is not just the mountains and the coast, it's the Piedmont as well, has a remarkable number of very fine restaurants, not to mention an awful lot of very fine home cooks. I think the other thing we're seeing valued, it's kind of come all the way around, is what I grew up with in my family, southern cooking, is now becoming very valued in restaurants. And that's another genre that's developing in a more formal manner. People are beginning to realize just how good that food is. I would argue that good quality southern fried chicken ranks right up there with anything you can get anywhere in the world in terms of good eating.
But to ensure good eating, good ingredients are necessary. And the words of one of the chefs interviewed for the book, and language cleaned up for a radio audience.
You can't make chicken salad out of chicken feathers. I don't care how good the feathers are.
Batchelor agrees with the idea that contacts made to finding and working with local farmers and fishermen is every bit as important as what happens inside the kitchen. With that in mind, some of the markets that supply the restaurants are featured in Chefs of the Coast, suppliers who have risen to the challenge laid down by the new culinary trends.
I think as far as the suppliers are concerned, they're now catching, providing, delivering a much wider variety of seafood. And people are buying, and chefs are buying, and people are ordering off menus that include types of fish that were never seen in restaurants 20 or 30 years ago, certainly not in North Carolina. And in terms of produce in general, farmers are taking extra care to grow and provide vegetables that, again, you never saw 20 or 30 years ago, higher quality.
The chefs featured in the book are taking that higher quality fish, pork, beef, and produce and running with it. And they're occasionally taking items off the shelf and using them to provide a unique local product. Witness the Pepsi brined pork from Persimmon's Waterfront Restaurant in New Bern.
That came about because the chef in New Bern was conscious of the local history and was deliberately looking for a recipe that he could use that capitalized on Pepsi originating in New Bern. And he experimented and came up with that idea, and it's really tasty. I've actually had in some of the chef competitions sauces made from Cheerwine and from Pepsi. They were really tasty.
Well, that's about as close to prepackaged anything you'll get with the recipes found in Chefs of the Coast. Most of the restaurants featured in the book have relatively intimate seating, just a few seat over 100. One of those is Basnight's Lone Cedar Cafe in Nag's Head, which can seat well in excess of 300. That many tables screams for shortcuts, something frozen, something prepared. But in the battle cry of a new way of eating across the state exemplified in Chefs of the Coast, no way, no how.
Chef Bud Gruninger commented to me that even though we are a high-volume restaurant, and I'm quoting him, I have not bought a dressed fish in 15 years. There's a building on this property, and there are guys whose full-time job is dressing fish, shucking oysters, and dressing out vegetables. Everything we serve in this restaurant is fresh. And I think that's just phenomenal for a volume restaurant.
John Batchelor resides in Greensboro, where he is the restaurant reviewer for the Greensboro News and Record. His new book, Chefs of the Coast, Restaurants and Recipes of the North Carolina Coast, is published by John F. Blair. I'm George Olson.